I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The economy bounded ahead in the third quarter at a breathtaking 8.2%, the fastest pace in almost 20 years. These are the revised federal figures. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this and another story is Tess Viglin. Tess, who is watching this figure and what does it say?
Well, it's kind of interesting. If you watch the markets today, investors don't appear to be paying much attention to it. But as you mentioned, this is a revised figure of the gross domestic product. When we last heard it about a month ago, they said it was at about 7.2%. Now this revised figure is 8.2%, so a full percentage point higher. A lot of this has been attributed to strong buying in the housing market, as well as businesses pumping up their investments in various things like computers and other things in their offices. So economists are keeping close watch on this, as well as some consumer confidence numbers today. And of course, we will have a final number on gross domestic product at the end of next month. But for now, investors are a bit ho-hum about this.
Okay, thanks. And now let's turn to Enron. There's always good news about Enron, at least if you're a journalist. The court examiner in Enron's bankruptcy has released a final report on the company's downfall. Former Enron chairman Ken Lay, former CEO Jeff Skilling have yet to face criminal charges, but they are severely criticized in this report. What's the details?
Well, there really aren't any new revelations here, but what this report does do is outline the utter failure of those executives, as you mentioned, Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling, to oversee their own company finances. It says that they had all the facts they needed to figure out that things weren't quite right with the books, but that they still signed off on some of what we've heard called those special purpose entities, the shell companies that Enron used to hide its financial losses. The court examiner called it bad faith and negligence on their part, and those are words that could help anyone who's suing the company.
So what about the criminal prosecutors? Can they use this?
They can use it, but any criminal case that they bring would probably have to meet a higher legal standard. Ken Lay's attorneys pointed out yesterday that the report doesn't allege any crimes, just negligence. But Enron itself could use the report to make Lay and Skilling pay back huge loans that they took out from the company, which are worth millions and millions and millions of dollars.
They may be, but still there's nobody in jail yet on Enron things.
The company's chief financial officer is scheduled to go to trial in April on fraud charges, and the company treasurer is actually in prison after having completed a plea agreement. But other than that, that's about it. Lay and Skilling, still no charges against them at all. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're asking, can you shop yourself out of a job by buying products made in other countries?
All right. Thanks, Tess. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.